It's the Rock and Roll Radio Grades Weekend. 101 WCBS FM. Remember your favorite DJs on 101 CBS FM.
CBS FM 101 remembers rock and roll radio great Babalu Lewis. Here's Cousin Brucey.
Robert Louis Schwartzman, we knew him and loved him as Babalu, Bob Lewis. He was born here, Queens, New York. His dad was an eye surgeon, is an eye surgeon. And Bob grew up in Queens, attending PS 69. Then he went to Forest Hills High School. After that, he went to Brown University, where he majored in pre-med. And then he worked on college radio. He did post-grad work in psychology at Columbia University. And then he started his professional radio career out in the island. Babalu, where he got the name, was in New Haven, Connecticut. When he came to New York, he started working at WMGM, where he was hired by Rick Sklar.
Well, those are the willows from out of the past, and church bells may ring, riding us right up to news time on WMGM New York. Babalu with you on the landslide. Babalu here, we'll look for on the other side of news, and we got big sounds coming your way from the Mystics on...
The Big Babalu Show!
When you talk about Bob Lewis, Babalu, you think back to... the days when all of the stations were that had disc jockeys had real air personalities. Today there are very few. CBS FM, of course, is one of them. But Bob Lewis was an air personality. We first started to work with Bob Lewis back at the old WMGM, a station that isn't in business as such anymore under those call letters. And Bob was the disc jockey that, working in Connecticut during the week, who came in on the weekends, because you always had to have somebody to do the weekend work and the overnight work. And whenever anyone else was out, there was Bob Lewis. And he since then worked at just about every station in New York, but I think he was best known, as the obit in Radio and Records said, the headline, veteran WABC talent Bob Lewis dies at 49, because I guess he was best known for his work in the years at WABC AM, which was then a music station, music radio, WABC. And there, too, Bob was the guy that we could always count on to be on the air when anyone else was away, on vacation or out sick, and on the overnight, of course, as well, for a long time. But we had... policy of giving each of the talent some latitude. So even when Bob was filling in for you or anyone else, he always was Babalu and he did his own thing.
The Big Babalu is
there was a program change, so he left WMGM in 1961. He started working, this is interesting, I didn't know this, on WNEW as a newsman. He called himself as a newsman on WNEW AM in New York, Bob Black. Bob was quickly picked up by WINS, where the first time I started working with him back in 62. And he worked for Ted Steele, and he was with Murray and myself. When Rick Sklar moved to WABC back in 63, he asked Bob to go with him, where he worked with your cousin Brucey and Dan Ingram.
Sky with you, setting the die variable people first for the fast time slide rolling.
77 WABC.
Solid gold, it shines so bright. The Beatles to sing it, A Hard Day's Night.
I have Harry Harrison standing by on the telephone. Harry.
Thank you, Bruce. Good to be with you and remember Bob Lewis. I started the morning show on 77 in 1968, and Bob was leaving the station about that time. But he certainly was part of the early history of WABC, wasn't he? He joined the staff in 1962 and in later years was heard on WABC-FM and other Big Apple FM stations. And of course, he was one of our town's top commercial voices also. Yes, Bob, Babalu Lewis, the Big Daddy, and his divariable feeble Wurzer brought something very special to New York radio.
Boom, boom, boom.
Who's everybody listening to? The dude and the dude. The dude is the DJ. The Big Bad Daddy crew.
Babalu.
Hi-ya.
Babalu.
Hi-ya.
Babalu. Bob Lewis used to call that his riding high jingle. He used to ride with that one. We have Ron Lundy on the phone.
I'll always remember Bob, as my wife Shirley says, as being a real gentleman and a nice, caring, sensitive man. And he's really going to be missed because he's just really a nice person.
Yeah. Well,
no, he's listening to this tribute because Bob probably thought that we'd never even remember him, let alone, you know, be thinking about it.
And I'll tell you one thing I know about Bob Lewis. I guarantee you, wherever he has a radio with him.
I bet he does.
Ron, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Jody and I were driving upstate, and I invited Bob Lewis to do the show that night, September the 13th of 1986. And we were driving because I wanted the night off, and Bob said, sure, and I knew the audience would love to hear Bob Lou on the air. I know thousands of you listening right now remember that night. This is Bob Lou's last broadcast, but he did my show on September 13th, 1986. Listen.
Wait a minute. I'm not Cousin Brucey. Who am I? Let me try, good morning! No, I'm not Harry. Hello, love. No, it's not Ron. Gee, okay, no, it's not Dan either. There must be something around that can remind me of who I am.
Boom, boom, boom. Who's anybody listening to the dude and the day?
Cousin Brucey.
Well, you know you make me wanna
shout. Part one and part two on the Golden 101 CBS FM. Bobaloo here for Cousin Brucey. CBS FM 101 New York. Bobaloo here for Cousin Brucey, and let's talk to Art here. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Art Petrelli.
Art, it's really nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Hicksville, Long Island.
From Hicksville. You listen to CBS FM a lot?
All the time, every weekend.
Attaboy. All right, do you enjoy Cousin Brucey's show?
I enjoy all the shows, Cousin Brucey and every one of them.
All right, that's terrific, Art. Art, would you like to dedicate the next record?
Yes, to my wife, Nancy.
This is for Nancy and for Art, too. In a real classic, huh? I believe. 8 minutes until midnight on the Cousin Brucey dance party for a Saturday night. Bobaloo setting in, and I have had 4 dynamite hours, I want you to know. And before we get away, I want to make it a point to thank once again Scott Mack and Steve Vischer and Frank Camerata, and of course especially our engineer Weldon Jackson, who I couldn't have done it without. Thank you, Weldon. It's been really, really neat working with you, and I hope we do it again soon, okay?
Boom, 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 boom.
Who's anybody listening to the dude and the day's tune? Who is the DJ? The Big Bad Daddy Crew.
Oh, the Babadoo.
Hi.
A few years ago, here on these microphones, Bob Lewis shared this seat that I'm sitting in right now with Dan Ingram. He shared it with Harry and Herb Oscar Anderson, Charlie Greer, and many a Jack Spector, and a lot of other wonderful people. I know that Scott Muni was on tape. He was not here live. A lot of other wonderful people. A lot of the people from WMCA, the good guys, got together with the All-Americans, and that was kind of something I never thought I would see ever happen. Dean Anthony was here, and Joel Bryan, and Ron Lundy. It was a wonderful time. The WMCA good guys and the WABC Radio All-Americans got together for the first time in many, many years, and we call this the Rock and Roll Reunion of New York Radio Greats. Bob Lewis was on the air.
Hello, yeah, I'll speak to Joe McCoy. Yeah, Joe? Yeah, is this Bob Lewis? Yeah. You want me to do what? Come on, man, it's 15 years since I did Pace Radio. Yeah, what? Money, huh? Well, I'll try.
Boom, boom, boom. Who's everybody listening to? The dude and the day's tune. Who is the dude DJ? The Big Fat Daddy Cool.
Oh, this is Babadoo.
Hi.
Speaking.
That's who I thought it was.
Oh, you sweet thing.
Yeah, well, I love you. You know that.
Do I what?
Do you sing?
Will I what?
Will you sing for me?
Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Wouldn't do the thing, baby. Come on, let's go.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down.
Yeah, Big Bopter on CBS 101, the Golden Sound in New York.
Shake. Shake.
Yeah, that's Sammy Cooke on the Golden 101. CBS FM and Babaloo with you until midnight. We're going to have all kinds of good things happening for you as part of the reunion of the Rock and Roll Radio Greats.
We'll always remember the Big Babaloo, Bob Lewis, on this Rock and Roll Radio Greats weekend on CBS FM 101.1.